Warren Brockes mentions that their dogs warm their four areas, which mitzvahs that require constant chizuk, constant inspiration. We need to be excited. Talmud Torah, when we learn tefillah, when we do nisfal, when we daven, when we do chesed, der cheretz, our relationship with other people. However, we find this week's sedra, Parshas Sav, the Torah went out of its way to give encouragement to the Bnei Aaron. Sav is Aaron, is one of the more is those Torah solo. When they bring in Ola, they should do it with rizis, with an excitement and a desire and a love. Why by Korban Ola? Why by this Korban? In many areas, a person needs constant chizik encouragement. Even when he eats the Korban Pesach, Matzah Mirz Hashem, eating air of Yom Kippur is all mitzvahs, Onik Shabbos, a mitzvah. Even when he eats the Korban, he needs encouragement. What's the encouragement? They should eat the Shem Shemayim. Yes, we say the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, the Shem Onik Shabbos, we eat the Cholent. Are we for real? Are we eating the Cholent because it's a Shem Mitzvah or because we enjoy it? So if I have this Cholent in front of me, and I see a delicious potato there, a piece of meat I want, and I right away pass it to someone else, by the time I get it again, oh, there's food there, but that potato's gone. That is the Shem Shemayim. That's Onik Shabbos. Yes, I'm eating the Shem Shemayim. Yes, I'm eating the Shem Shemayim. So we have difficulties even in the mitzvahs that we eat and enjoy. The mitzvahs that we don't enjoy at all. It's not given for enjoyment. Tefillin, tzitzis. You have to have proper kavana. We need rizis on that too. You put on tefillin in the morning. You should do the Shem Mitzvah. You can shabbat, your goof, and your shaman, your moyach, and your lathe. If the Torah went out of its way, instead of giving us ziris and zrizis, when it comes to mitzvahs achilo, when it comes to tefillin and tzitzis, daily mitzvahs, the Torah goes out of its way, and this area of Korban Ola, it says sav, vashem zeris, doris, miyad, because this Korban apparently needs more mizrizis than any other mitzvah, because we don't eat the Korban. But what happens with the Korban? It's burnt. So Rashi mentions, hefsed mamon. I don't need as much chizuk when I see the result. I may spend a lot of money on a pair of tefillin, but I see the tefillin at the end. I see the matzah at the end. I enjoy the matzah. I enjoy the Korban Pesach. Here, nothing. It's a hefsed mamon, a loss of money. And when it comes to mamon, the Gemara says that miyat barayas, Jewish people are not prone that much chalil b'chas to do, not to be faithful to their wives and to live a moral life. Our rov begezel. When it comes to money, the chemdes hamamon is very strong. When one person, his levaya, the hespedim, took over an hour. He was not a shomer Torah mitzvah at all. Four rabbis spoke, whole hour. Another person, shomer Torah mitzvah, it was 15 minutes. What's the difference? He gave a lot of money to the yeshivas, to charity. A lot of money to charity, a fine Jew. He had an hour of eulogies. The other person was just a simple Jew, a shomer Torah mitzvah. Stop, say the Torah tefillin mezuzos. Why did this person override him? Because of money, because of a chemdes hamamon. Yes, he did a great a lot of things, but the big factor is that he had money and directed his money in the right way. But we are prone towards money, has a tremendous effect on us. The Nadi Yehuda had a shiloh, a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon. And he was convinced that Reuven is chayav Shimon. Reuven is obligated to pay Shimon, whatever the case was. He said, I'll give you the psak din the next day. That night, he couldn't sleep. He brought proof the other way around, that Reuven is punted. Here he was positive Reuven is chayav, and that night he was dreaming Reuven is punted. He couldn't figure out why could he have changed his mind this way. He got the shul. He was wearing his coat. He put his hand in his pocket. He takes out a lot of money. Well, Sechat Shulchan, he investigated. Reuven put money in his pocket. Reuven put money in his pocket. Hard to believe. The Chemdas HaMomon is so strong. That's why that night he fought differently. The Koyach HaMomon. Many things that we don't observe correctly is because they cost the money, or we don't want to pay the money. We don't want to pay the money. Or we go ahead and we're younger, we have so many bills and so many expenses that I missed up on mitzvahs because of the money. I could, money. That's what it says. Even with your mom, how can a Jew love money more than his life? We should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your money. Why do you say those three things? If he's a person loving the love of mom, he should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with his mom. How can a person love his mom more than his goof? It's not a possibility. A man saved his whole life. He has a nice nest there. A nice nest. Now it's okay. Other years, he has to have an operation, a do or die operation. It'll cost him every penny that he ever saved. $500,000. With all expenses, the nursing home, everything. What should he do then? He's 84 years old. What should he do? She spent all this money on this operation. He'll live a few more years. And give nothing to his children, to his grandchildren? Or should he not do that? You should take the operation or not take the operation? It's a question. What is chabad? My whole life? I worked my whole life, and I should give over. So he'll die. My money is more important. That's what he believes. My money is more important. So there's a tremendous chemis hamamah. That's why the parsha tells us, parsha Shrela. But one can ask the boy, what's he asking? And who are you talking to? You're talking to Bnei Aaron, Sadiqim. They need rizus, sadik. You tell them that they should have no doubts. You said, when they bring the Kormanola, you know who you're talking to? Yes, we know who we're talking to. Atam Yazhar Yom Musa, the greatest of the sadikim need chizuk. Yes, even the Nodi Behudis, even the sadikim. When it comes to chemdas hamamon, when it comes to doing things and you'll get no materialistic pleasure whatsoever, yes, you need chizuk. That's what the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us this basic yisrael. And that's how the Torah begins in this week's center. There's something else. The Torah tells us about what korban. It mentions also the korban todah. The korban todah, which we know, is the asad lavo, kar kabonis, the telos, the korban todah, enabot. There comes a future that Korban will be the Korban Torah. Mizru L'Sodom, and we say every single day, is all the Tilim will not be necessary in the Asad Abba. But the Tilim of Mizru L'Sodom, this should be said every single day with a Neginah, with a feeling, with a Slavis, because this one will outlast all other Mizmor. Mizru L'Sodom. Thanks for Kodesh Baruch. And this thanks, the Daskin Baal Taisa says, when one says Modin, the Rabbon Modin, the Nach Loch, the bend down for Modin, Modin is Gematria 100. Mo Hashem Sholmi Moch Atikar Mo El Meir. That Modin is equivalent to 100 brachas. If a person is Modin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, this is Shabbo equal to 100 brachas. The Torah is giving us Zahiris and Zrizis. The most important korban is a korban Torah. when a barbus went to the Chazanish and he meant it in a sincere way. He said, I raised my child, my daughter, in the five towns, and we're affluent, and my child, for whatever reason, wants to marry this young man and wants to devote his life to the Kolo in Bnei Brak. And I told him, I will not support him. I don't believe in this Hashkafa, I will not support him. And my daughter and my future son-in-law said, we don't care. We want to live this type of life. And he went to the Chazon Ish and said, my daughter is willing to sacrifice her life for the love of Torah. And the Chazon Ish answered, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. If this is true what you're saying, I don't know about the Shidduch. And that was shocked. Why? Marriage is not a sacrifice. It's not a chattas. It's an endeavor. It's something I want this. There's a life I want. I'm not sacrificing. If you weren't in the kollel, if you weren't a rabbi, if you weren't in kollel, you could have made so much, and you could have done this, and you could have done this, you could have done this, and I'm sacrificing my life. I'm here. I could have been so wealthy. I could have had a different life had I not been in Torah, not been observing Jew. That's terrible. That's not the hashkafas we should have. It's not a chattas. It's thank God, thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for living this life. This is a life exactly what I want. It's not a sacrifice. Marriage is not a sacrifice. I'm giving up. I'm giving up A, B, C to marry this woman. I'm sacrificing my life. That's not the strong marriage. That's not a strong marriage. It's a todo. It's haidoto kodesh baruch hu. I was zoich lekach. I was a zoich lekach. That's why all the parshas, this parsha begins with Tzan, with the Russian of Chizuk. We need Chizuk in various areas. I said there's one brachas. In various areas we need Chizuk. Yet it says, by Korban Todo, we need chizik. And who needs chizik? Even the biggest tzaddikim need chizik. Kol Shekein, we need chizik. And that is when it comes to Hesedron, to overlook it. To overlook it. And it's a Torah, it's not a chattis. We're not bringing a chattis. Marriage is not a chattis. Life is not a chattis. Or a sacrifice, an ola. I'm giving up all the pleasures of life. I'm giving up all my pleasures of life. And I'm devoting my life to Torah mitzvahs. All the pleasure. Oi! Who speaks this way? When he's mitzvahs, when he's hears, this is Sifrei Musar to mechazek us. This perhaps is why the Torah in our center of Sarash Mitzav, all mitzvahs require the mitzvahs. But this is special to talk to us, to the mechazek us, and our Baruch Hashem, in terms of our relationship to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The mammon is not the important thing. It's only a means to come closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the most important korban is a korban nedava. To thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ashrecha Tavloch, we went through a Purim. We went through a Purim. You don't need a Purim Meshulish in Eretz Yisrael. Even without the Purim Meshulish, even without today being Purim in Eretz Yisrael, we went through a beautiful Purim. And that gives us a chizuk to go a mile and mile and close Hashem. Thank you. Thank you.